Chapter 119. I thought then, growing uneasy, that I ought to write an answer. I tried over and over again in my own room at night, but I could not write an answer that at all began like a good answer, so I thought each night I would wait one more day. And I waited 7 more days, and he never said a word. At last, Mr. Skimpole having departed, we three were one afternoon going out for a ride. And I, being dressed before Ada and going down, came upon my guardian, with his back towards me, standing at the drawing-room window looking out. He turned on my coming in and said, smiling, "Aye, it's you, little woman, is it?" and looked out again. I had made up my mind to speak to him now. In short, I had come down on purpose. "Guardian," I said, rather hesitating and trembling, "when would you like to have the answer to the letter Charlie came for?" "When it's ready, my dear," he replied. "I think it is ready," said one. "Is Charlie to bring it?" he asked pleasantly. "No. I have brought it myself, guardian," I returned. I put my 2 arms round his neck and kissed him, and he said, "Was this the mistress of Bleak House?" and I said yes. And it made no difference presently, and we all went out together, and I said nothing to my precious pet about it. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.